The phrase, chickens coming home to roost, comes directly from Malcolm X. We might think that Malcolm X and Jeremiah Wright would have nothing in common, especially since Malcolm X was Islamic, a black Muslim, follower of Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam. And Reverend Wright is a proponent of Christian black liberation theology. But the two share a great deal in the belief, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Black Muslims are as radically anti-American as are followers of black liberation theology. Malcolm X believed in Elijah Muhammad's teaching that white America must suffer a doomsday calamity and feel the full fury of God's wrath for unjustly inflicting a host of social and political ills on blacks, including slavery, segregation, poverty, and racial inequality. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, Malcolm X, the featured speaker for a black Muslim rally in New York City, answered a reporter's question by likening the assassination to chickens coming home to roost. Reverend Wright adapted the phrase to imply the terrorist attacks of 9/11 were divine retribution for white America's continuing racial injustice. As a black Muslim, Malcolm X embraced the idea that white people were devils, and he rejected the United States as an oppressive society controlled by a white establishment. "No, I am not an American," Malcolm X told the congregation of the Corey Methodist Church in Cleveland, Ohio, on April 3, 1964. "I am not standing here speaking to you as an American or a patriot or a flag saluter or a flag waver. No, not I. I'm speaking as a victim of this American system, and I see America through the eyes of the victim. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare." As James Cone wrote, Malcolm viewed the Nation of Islam as the divine solution to the black people's socio-political oppression in America, countering Christianity's anti-black and pro-white ideology that fed the oppression of blacks. Malcolm X's critique of Christianity can be seen as establishing the intellectual basis for the formation of black liberation theology. The greatest miracle Christianity has achieved in America is that the black man in white Christian hands has not grown violent, Malcolm X told radio audiences. "It's a miracle. The 22 million black people have not risen up against their oppressors, in which they would have been justified by all moral criteria, even by democratic tradition."